Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the Tip Up Town USA edition of the Grilling Guys. Barbecue Bob and I jumped in the rig and blew north. We are in the center of that great barbecue state we call Michigan. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, welcome to the show. Welcome to the barbecue mitt of the universe. It's just like we say in the opener, man. Just look at a map of North America and look for that big old grilling mitt. And we are smack dab in the middle of that grilling mitt right now on one of the coolest lakes, Jop, of the state, right, of North America. Isn't Houghton Lake, doesn't it have some principles and some characteristics that are just so unique? I mean, like, I think the average depth is 8 feet, and the thing is miles and miles and miles across.
Great fishing up here. I tell you what, if you're downstate and you're listening to this, there's plenty of ice up here. I was at our hotel last night. There was dozens and dozens of snowmobilers in there. They're pulling their sleds right up to the hotel and just having a great time. We are in the winter wonderland of Michigan, and we're having a little bit of fun.
Yeah, awesome. Dude, we got so much stuff lined up for today, and we're going to have to blow through it because, unfortunately, we only get an hour every Saturday. And, I mean, we need to protest this. I got a lot to say.
Well, get on it, man. Get her going.
We're going to today have Stormy Cromers on sale.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Out at the lake. Okay, we've got two boxes of Stormies. We're going to have a grilling demo. We're in the next segment, we're going to have Ron from Best Choice Market come on, and that's that place up here that I always talk about where you wait till you see it. We're going to go down there when the show is done. So he's going to come on and tell us what kind of food he's bringing.
Very cool.
And the third segment, we're going to have Dave Vargo from Paddle Hard Brewing.
Barbecue Bob, you're taking care of me. We get out of town,
baby.
You brought a brewer.
We can only drink coffee so long.
That's right.
I have a feeling now. I have not been to this place. I've just read the reviews and wanted to go. And I'm going to tell you that this is one of those little gems that you love to stumble across.
Right.
Not one of those mistakes.
Right.
So, yeah, I think you're going to owe me.
I'm sure in some form or fashion I already do.
I had the funniest thing happen this week. I went down to Dallas and Houston this week, and I got on the plane in Dallas on the way home. And, when you travel a bunch, you get used to, like, counting the rows as you're walking down to your seat to see who you're going to get stuck next to. Or if you hit the jackpot and it's some little bitty lady, you know, who smells good.
Yeah, full-figured friendly.
Yeah. Yeah. Or this giant guy who's, like, going to snore and slap you in the face as he sleeps. Well, I get into my seat, the guy and I nod and do our pleasantries and whatnot, and I'm looking at him, I'm like, I swear I've seen this guy before. Well, so we chat just a little bit and said, you headed home, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, yeah, I live in Allendale. And I go, Allendale, right. What do you do for a living? And he says, oh, I'm a consultant. I said, yeah, you live like 3 miles west of Allendale, don't you? He looks at me and goes, how do you know that? I said, I sat next to you like 2 years ago. We had this same conversation. We started laughing. His name's David.
What are the chances of that?
I know. What city are you in? What plane are you on?
Right.
I mean, it's just too funny to sit next to the odds. I have to call my son Jordan and have him run those numbers down and see what those odds are.
That's right. He's an actuary.
But it was great. Yeah. So Yeah, it's fun.
I shot out to Vegas this week. I was at the real job, the one that pays better than this one.
We were out.
I'm in the contracting business. We went out to the International Construction Show in Vegas. Had a great time. But I tell you what, that city, I can't take more than 2 or 3 days. We got out there Monday afternoon and flew back Friday morning. That was enough, man. That was enough. The food is phenomenal out there. I ate some great grilled steaks, but dude, the prices is crazy. I mean, just crazy.
Oh, yeah.
The average person goes out there, you better bring your wallet. And I mean, there were $60, $70 steaks, and it was like, they're no better than anything we're going to be cooking today.
I guarantee it. They're not as good as what we're getting.
Right.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys, and it is tip-up town. We are live in Houghton Lake. We're at UPS 98.5, broadcasting out of their fine studios, and we've got a stack of guests coming in the door, getting ready to come on the air. We're going to go down and grill at the main stage at 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock. Our wives and girlfriends are with us. We've brought them both. That didn't come out so well. Anyway, I just brought my wife.
Okay, very good.
I've tried that before. And it's just going to be an exciting day. We get to grill outside on the ice, man. It's too cool. And there's lots of fishermen out. They just got enough ice to actually pull this thing off.
Yeah,
thank
sleds
goodness.
Were running around all over the ice last night on that. And we're on the south end of the lake on M55. Just pull into any gas station. They'll tell you where the big activities tent is. It's a big family day up here. This isn't all about drinking beer and barbecuing, but we're going to be doing some of that.
Yeah, if you're in this area and you're coming down 55 headed east into Houghton Lake, when you see the Rite Aid, take a left and head right to the water. It's just a block in.
Yep.
So you're right along the bottom of the lake this whole route. So
Barbecue Bob and I are going to be on stage at about 1 o'clock from 1 to 3, and we're going to be giving samples away. And we're doing a lot of stuff in the next segment. A couple segments from now, we're going to be talking with Ron from R&J, and he's going to break down exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And he's going to challenge Barbecue Bob and I with, because we're ready, but we're not really sure what he's going to bring, so we're going to make it happen.
Yeah, we brought the big trailer smoker and the infrared, so we're in pretty good shape in that regard.
Yeah, you know, that's something we should probably talk about is that, it was actually a kind of a mild night, but we're in the 20s up here today, and we're going to light up this big iron smoker. And we got to just talk a little bit about that cold weather grilling, because there's some special things we're going to have to do today to make sure that our cook is done at 1 o'clock.
You're not going to try and give our secrets away again.
I'm just giving tips, not secrets. But we're going to light up that smoker, and really we're going to use the smoker today mostly as an oven to hold food. We've got, you can get a good temperature going in that, and we're going to light that thing up about 250. I think we're going to put some brats on it, and those will sit in there. They'll hold for 2 or 3 hours at that 250 degrees. We got to get them cooked.
Yep.
First, but
I brought some of that peach
wood
from
Vander. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I lost the name.
Did it?
Yeah.
And maybe we should do the rap live since that worked out so well Saturday night.
Yeah, we won't go down that road either.
Yeah, we are going to be raising some money for, if this is your first time listening to the show. The Grilling Guys has a project going on now called Operation GI Barbecue. We'll talk about it in the fourth segment, but basically we're going to send a C-17 load of barbecue supplies to our troops. So we're raising money for that. We've got about another $6,000 or $7,000 to go, and I think we're around $50,000 now. So we're doing well. We haven't updated the website in the last month, but
yeah. And if you get down to the tent, we got some Stormy Cromers that got Operation GI Barbecue logo on them. 100% of those proceeds are going to be going to Operation GI Barbecue. They're a fitted hat. They're one of a kind.
What a day for a Cromer!
Oh, I know.
Oh, I have one on.
Yeah, exactly. Looks good on you. You got the girly Cromer on. What's going on with the white,
why don't
man?
Why don't you just
on the Cromer?
Why don't you just sit on it? All
you
right.
You got like seven different Cromers, and you chose to wear the
this
pretty white one.
This is my very first one.
Right.
It is a ladies.
Yeah, I know it is.
It's a ladies, and I didn't know it when it was given to me. So.
Don't tell me you had a big white coat that you
it's
wore with
pretty.
It.
It's pretty. Come on. Yeah.
That's
well, dude, we got to wrap this thing up and take a little break and go get our first guest. So what do you think?
Coming up next, we got Dave Vargo from Paddle Hard Brewing. Going to want to give this a try. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. a pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120 where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grillin' Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek Original Brew Pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real-deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guy show.
Yeah, welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We are at Tip Up Town, USA. And if you don't know where that is, you're not from Michigan, because this thing's been going on forever. And the Grillin' Guys are a part of it. We're up at Houghton Lake, right in the center of the state. Get on up here. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's snowmobiles rolling around. The guys are ice fishing. We're going to be doing some grilling from 1 to 3. But right now, we're doing a little bit of drinking because Barbecue Bob took care of me again and brought us some friends from Paddle Hard Brewing.
Yeah, that's right. We are live at UPS 98.5 and the Twister. So fun to be up here with our affiliate station who takes such good care of us all year long. It's the least we can do is come up here and barbecue for them and bring them some good beer. But the good beer was easy to find because right up in Grayling, just north of the lake here, I hadn't been to this place yet, but I went online and looked at the reviews, and I said, I love kayaking. I think it's time to paddle hard. Welcome to the show, Dave Vargo.
Hey, good morning, guys. Cheers to Tip Up Town.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Hey, Dave, you know what? Raise a glass to you, brother. Thanks for bringing in a little bit of this Milltown Java. Tell us a little bit about it. This is different than most Javas that we've tried before.
Yeah, this one here is not it's not real sweet. We got a real Madagascar vanilla in there, real Java from Higher Grounds we paired with, and we kept it simple, just something refreshing to pair with your coffee in the morning.
This would be my coffee in the morning today.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is great stuff. What are you thinking about it, Bob?
I think it's way better than the coffee was.
Yeah. Easy. Little Boots was good to us this morning.
Oh, don't throw
them
under the bus.
Shoot. But anyway, so, Dave, how long have you been doing this? I mean, this whole brewing gig. There's a lot of brewers around the state. When we go out on the road like this, we always try to find one. And Bobby hit the jackpot on this one, brother.
Yeah, I've been doing it about 20 years now. I've been in the business, and I thought, why not go out on my own and see what we can do? Open up a small brewery, and Grayling was a perfect fit for what we wanted to do.
Okay, so if you're coming north and you're going to stop in Grayling, how many beers you got on tap?
We have 20 on tap. 5 of those are our own that we actually brew in-house, and we rotate those all the time, so we make sure we have 5 Paddle Hard beers on tap at all times.
So you actually have other people's beer on tap, not just your own?
Yeah, we're kind of a brewery plus a tap house. We carry great beer from all over Michigan, all the other awesome craft breweries here in the state, and then we bring a few in from California and Colorado just to keep it interesting.
Absolutely. So tell us your best seller.
Our best seller by far is probably going to be our Marathon IPA, named after the Osawa Canoe Marathon.
Oh, very cool. So it's got a little bit of a local history to it.
It does. All our beers are named after something that has to do with grailing in the marathon. This here is the Milltown Java, which is one of the names associated with grailing from the past.
And I see you've got, looks like it must be, it reminds me of a little bit of Monica. It's a little bit of Seth.
Yeah, a little bit of Seth. We got a mailman that comes in, and he's one of our most heralded and famous customers, and he's real little. So we
Cliff.
Thought, yeah. What better to do than name a beer after a little guy?
Yeah, so if I was driving into Grayling, where would I find you?
Coming to Grayling on the 75 Business Loop. Come to the intersection of Michigan Avenue, make a right, and we're right there. You can't miss us.
Ooh, right on a main drag.
All right, so we're talking with Dave Vargo from Paddle Hard Brewing, and Dave and I are just ready here. We're sharing a mic, so it's a little tough to. Why don't you get some of that IPA, and let's give a little taste of the Marathon.
While he's doing that, Bob, basically today we're going to be at the there's a community tent on the south end of Houghton Lake. Barbecue Bob and I are going to be doing a little demonstration down there. I'm not sure we can teach you a dang thing today, but we are going to be throwing down a bunch of barbecue, and we're going to be giving that stuff away. So if you want to come by and have a taste, it's all complimentary. We're not going to be charging anything for that. We'd just love to have you stop by and give us a hey, and we'll put a little barbecue down your gullet.
That sounds good. So you know, as when Dave walked in the door of the studio here, once again I'm impressed. He's not a very old fella. I mean, pretty young, got a microbrewery going on your own. That's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something we really enjoy. Me, my partners, and my wife, we spend every day there. We work hard, and we love it. We love what we do.
Now, do you have a restaurant there, or do you serve any food?
We do. We do artisan flatbreads, artisan tacos, and just some small bites and eats to pair nicely with all the craft beer we carry.
Well, that's pretty cool, man. So it's all made right there, too?
Everything's made right there, fresh every day. We work hard at the food just like we do the beer.
So I want to know, if you're into a craft like this, we're into barbecue. I know myself personally, I have mentors that really gave me a lot of help getting to my level of grilling and barbecue expertise. In the brewing business, who was your mentor?
You know, I started out with one of the big companies. We won't say their name here because we don't want to look shoddy. But I worked for a while down at Atwater in Detroit, and I think that's where I really got into the game. I saw my interest grew. I saw what they did, how much fun they had, and I thought, one day, that's what I want to be. Yeah.
So you moved back up here to Grayling? Were you originally from there, or what? How's that all work? What made you end up in Grayling with your brewery?
We came up north just to put the brewery in. I'm actually from Waterford, so I'm a downstate guy. We've been here about 5 years now, and we spent 5 years putting the brewery together and getting it going.
Very cool. Great story, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, Job, speaking of Waterford, I mean, I have a Arctic Spa dealer there. Viscount Pools is there. They're my good dealer there. But just down the street from us right here is Cashaway, and they're another big Arctic dealer of mine. They're just everywhere. I had to throw that plug in. Shameless.
We knew it. We knew it was going to come. We absolutely knew it was going to come. Dave, let's talk a little bit about you do any barbecue in your backyard, man?
Yeah, but I'm definitely more of the beer guy than the barbecue guy.
Oh, we're not going to let you off the hook that easy, man. What kind of grill you got in your backyard? Because you're going to be just like 95% of our listeners. I mean, you're not all equipment up, and you don't have 9 grills in your backyard. I'm just curious
right.
What you got.
I got one of those Vikings. So.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's nice. Stainless steel. It's a good grill.
That is a good grill. Holy, he's more than the average guy. I'm like, whoa, okay. Yeah. I was thinking Weber.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking,
he didn't shame us.
No, he didn't.
Didn't shame himself anyway. Right. I want to get back to the beer side. This IPA, this Marathon, that's really crisp and clean. Just it's not overly hoppy. It, you know, I'd call it almost a friendlier IPA in terms of one that won't club the average person that doesn't like an IPA. What kind of hops you got in that?
This is a Centennial hop beer. We also dry hop it at the end. It's not quite a session. It's a little bit bigger than a session beer, but yeah, it's not definitely in your face hoppy. It's
right.
It's a good entry level IPA for everybody to enjoy.
Okay, so. Explain dry hop, because it seems like the beers I like are always dry hopped.
Dry hop, put the hops in dry towards the end, so it can pretty simple, so you can pull the aroma and the flavor right from the hop right at the end of the process.
Okay. Versus how would they do it otherwise?
Oh, there's other ways you can do it. You can wet hop it. Hops go into the boil sometimes. Hops go into the fermenters. There's hop additions throughout the process. And it's really just finding what fits your recipe that you're brewing at that time to get the flavor that you're looking for and then being able to reproduce it.
Speaking of recipes, there isn't, like, you just don't go online and say, hey, I want to make a dry hopped IPA. I mean, where are you getting your inspiration for your recipes? Where does that come from? Because, you know, guys like you, I'm assuming you're turning several beers a year. You're not making the same five over and over and over. Where are you getting your inspiration from?
You know, sometimes it's maybe you go out of state and you go into another brewery and you taste something that, you know, you really like. So you look it up online, see what's in it, and then you kind of tweak it to make it your own. So, you do a little bit of research to see what's going into some of the other beers, and you try to just make it your flavor, your own recipe.
And, you know, there's lots of books, too. I mean, there's a couple of them in particular, the brewers I know, that are their Bibles. Do you have, like, one for a guy that's going to get into brewing beer himself? Would you think of a brewer's book, or is there one that's the Bible or the best? Or
I think one of the most read ones is probably the Homebrew Bible, and it's exactly called that. I think it's something that everybody's picked up that's gotten to the game at some point.
What a setup.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we are up at UPS 98.5 in Houghton Lake, and we are throwing down at Tip Up Town USA. It's that once a year festival where everything winter is celebrated, and we are right in the middle of it. So we're having a lot of fun with this, and we're hoping that you can come up. Beautiful day. It's supposed to be in the low 30s today, and a little bit of overcast. It's good, a great winter day if you're a fisherman, if you're a snowmobiler. I bet you could even do a little cross-country skiing because there is a few inches of snow out there.
And if you want to get tuned up before or after you're here, just cruise up into Grayling and go to Paddle Hard, because I'll guarantee you this is a lot better beer than they got in that beer tent.
Yeah.
I tried.
Yeah, we were there, weren't we? It was all big brand stuff.
Foreigners.
And if you've ever listened to the Grilling Guys before, you know that Barbecue Bob and I are all about craft.
Yeah, don't care for that.
Beer and enjoying the local artisans. And we found a great one here in Paddle Hard Brewing.
It's all about Michigan beer, baby. I travel all over the country, and as soon as I start talking to people who love beer and I tell them I'm from Michigan, they just get all envious, and it's like puff up.
Yeah, and our show usually originates, we're up in Houghton Lake, usually originates out of Grand Rapids, and that is our Beer City USA. I don't know if that's an annual distinction or is this once you get it.
We got it twice.
Yeah, but
so it's forever.
It's forever. Yeah, we own it now, right? We own it.
Well,
I think
Grayling's in the running because that IPA. Oh, mine's empty. That IPA was really nice.
Yeah.
So you brought a third beer, I noticed.
Yeah, I brought a bitter IPA. It's one of our bigger, hoppier IPAs that we carry. We do it about once every 2 months.
Okay. Awesome. We'll try that on the stage later on when we're skewering those shrimp outside today. That big IPA would be really nice. And what do you call that one?
We call it the big IPA.
The big IPA.
This is too easy.
You're hitting those right down the middle. Five, speed them up, and here they go, man. There they go.
Can I make it float a little longer?
Yeah.
All right, Dave Vargo, Paddle Hard Brewing, website or just Facebook?
PaddleHardBrewing.com.
PaddleHardBrewing.com. Thanks so much for coming down. Got some very cool swag going on here. You've got your own glasses. Logo's awesome. Love it. It's just great. Wish you the best of luck, and we're going to darken your doorstep someday.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Coming up next, we've got our friend Ron from R&J Best Choice Meats. We're going to be talking with the butcher. He's going to tell you the cut that works best on your cold weather grill. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Come on up to Houghton Lake. Join us if you come by and say, hey, I might even buy you a beer. We're looking forward to seeing you on the south end of the lake at the community tent. Barbecue Bob and I are grilling 1 to 3. Come see us. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Arctic Spas is the leading spa in the world. Arctic Spas are engineered in northern Canada for Arctic weather. The controls are so advanced that the tub can talk to your laptop or your serviceman's computer. If you want a hot tub that will last you the rest of your life, go to goarctic.com. That's goarctic.com. I wouldn't put my name on a product that wasn't the very best. And Arctic Spa is all of that. This is Barbecue Bob.
Hi, I'm Jim Crank, and I would like to personally invite you to visit Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery. With three locations in Grand Rapids, Mount Pleasant, and Big Rapids, Cranker's brews award-winning beers and has one of the finest menus in the Great Lakes. From our barbecue brisket to our junkyard omelets, Cranker's is the ultimate microbrewery experience. I believe if you eat good, you feel good. Visit crankersbrewery.com. That's crankersbrewery.com. Eat good, feel good. Cranker's. Yeah!
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
We live it, we love it, Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our name. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it, Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsman.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
This is Jop from the Grillin' Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's Tip Uptown USA edition. Barbecue Bob and I jumped in the grilling rig, shot north for a couple hours, and we are at Houghton Lake. If you're not, you need to get up here because it's going to be a fantastic day. We got a lot going on. I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, that's right. And I actually had the honor of driving because we're towing my big smoker. So I figured if anybody's going to ruin it on the way up, it'd be me.
Yeah.
So all the way up, Jop's in the back seat bitching about his Vegas trip, how he didn't get to go to a smorgasbord. So we're cutting across the state, and I knew of this great place, Maxfields. And I thought, we're going to take them there. And we went in there, and, dude, first of all, it's in Blanchard, Michigan. Isn't that a great place?
Yeah, it's kind of out in the middle of nowhere, but it was on our way.
Lots of crab legs.
Right.
And the dude next to us, how many? He brought in a mountain on each plate. Five.
Bubba was eating some crab.
Did he have five plates? Did you count them?
I wasn't. I lost count at five is what it was. This dude was throwing
but
down on
But it's just
legs.
North of Edmore. Great place. Huge smorgasbord. And so we really – so I got you there. I got
yeah.
you back because
he's just
in a bad shape. He was dying to go to a great smorgasbord in Vegas. And
I think they call them buffets. Smorgasbord's one of them north of the bridge words. Do they have those in Flatland down here? Smorgasbord?
Why you got to be that kind of guy?
Well, I just don't know if I know that term.
So anyway, we will not sit here and –
bicker like talk
about
girls.
This. Ain't no biatch. So we right now have Ron from Best Choice Market. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Good morning, Bob and Jop.
Hey, thanks for coming out today, Ron, because you are our favorite purveyor of the North, man. And but before we get into what we're doing, we want to talk a little bit about R&J Best Choice Market, because you are an island in the middle of this big old lake of Houghton Lake, and people need to know what you're doing over there, man.
Hey, we're famous for our meats and our seafood and our baking and all that stuff. I brought you some cheesy bread this morning.
Yes, you did.
And we're the new owners. We've owned it a year and a half, and we got to buy a great place that was been there for 10 years.
So did they have you've got a lot of really cool specialty stuff. Did they have all that specialty stuff when you bought it?
They had a lot of specialty stuff, but we've been adding stuff. You know, we got the milk from the local farm, and then we're doing the fried chicken now and the pizzas.
What do you mean? You say milk from the local farm. Are you talking about Hillhoff?
No, we're talking about Shetler's Dairy up in Kalkaska.
Oh.
Yes, we got glass bottled milk, and it's all, you know, no antibiotics, you know,
yeah.
Grass-fed.
Ooh, that's good. That's good stuff.
So let's talk about the meat you're bringing down to what our demo today, because you're supplying all the meat that we're demoing. So if you stop in and see us, whatever you have here came from R&J Best Choice. R&J stands for Ron and Joanne, so you get all the glory and all the radio time. But she's back there doing all the work right now.
Oh, she's actually at home right now, but anyway, we're bringing stuff down there. We're having our seafood sale for the next 2 weekends, tip-up town weekends. So we're bringing some great seafood down there. We're bringing wild-caught USA shrimp, scallops from the USA, wild sea scallops, and then we're bringing yellowfin tuna, and we're bringing also marinated fresh salmon down to you there with a maple mackinaw recipe
We're going to cook some of that.
With maple syrup and stuff
on
it. So
that's going to be good on the smoker. Yeah, that's going to be good on the smoker. Now, let's talk about that salmon a little bit. Now, you said it's marinated. What is it marinated in?
It's a maple syrup and different seasonings, and I didn't bring the exact recipe with me.
That's fine, but so we're going to have a maple salmon. Now, Barbecue Bob, how are we going to put that together today? Because one of the fun things about being a grilling guy is you get a new ingredient that, as far as I know, now I've grilled and smoked salmon before, but not a maple salmon. So my thought is that with the maple on there, it's going to have a little sugar content. We might have an opportunity to caramelize that a little bit. What are you thinking?
Well, here's I'll tell you what this is. See, now you're in my woods here.
This is
my neck of the woods, because I grew up just down the road. And up here, we call this stuff fish candy.
Oh.
So this is fish candy, and it's going to smoke up better than any salmon you've ever smoked up. You can't stop eating it. It's got this, it will caramelize, it'll glaze, and after it, you know, you take it out of the smoker and let it dry out like you would for jerky or anything like that.
Right.
It'll be just beautiful little textured nuggets, and that maple syrup forms like a cocoon around it, and it's fantastic.
So the salmon is going to be skinned, or is the skin on it?
Oh, no, it's skinned. Yeah,
right.
We sell it that way.
Okay, so we're going to put that on the smoker. We're going to put it right on the grate?
He's got us all set up, dude. He's been soaking planks for us. So we're going to cedar plank it.
That's where I was going.
We're all set.
All right, so we're going to use a cedar plank. Now, can you just go down to the hardware and buy a cedar shake and use that as a cedar plank, Ron? Or where did you get these planks from?
Oh, actually, we have them right from our seafood company. We have the regular cedar planks, but I guess you can go to the hardware store if you want to use theirs.
But the point is that when I come to R&J, everything that I need to put a cedar plank salmon on my smoker is in your store. You can pick it up. And, Ron, I'm willing to bet that you got people there that will talk you through this stuff, too. If I walked in and I said, you know what, I heard on the grilling guys that you can do cedar plank salmon. I've never done it. People there can help you out, set people up, right?
Yes, we can. We got the planks. We can tell you what to do, tell you when to soak them, cook them all on the plank. We got the recipes. We got the salmon. We carry everything all the time.
Yeah, I'm telling you, dude, when you go in there, you're going to get it, because it's your kind of store. It's you and I go nuts in places like this when we find them.
Right.
This is the one you can find.
So let's talk about something else that's on that list that I have never grilled. And I'll be the first to admit it, because it's not one of my favorite dishes, and that's the scallops. Oftentimes when I have eaten scallops in the past, they're gritty. So they're probably not cleaned properly is what I can only surmise from that. So therefore, I've always shied away from them. But we're going to be cooking them today. Are we going to grill those, or are we going to smoke those, Bob?
We are going to be smoking the scallops.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're setting up the big box, the smoker that we dragged up here last night behind the truck, and we're going to set that at – what's the temperature we're going to smoke at today?
We're going to probably want to go no higher than 225, 250. And, you know, this time of year I can't quite get it to 300 anyway because it's such a big unit. But I think about 2 1/4 would be good for those, and we'll let them sit on there for about an hour and a half max.
And how are we going to know if scallops are done? Is it going to be?
You're going to feel them.
Okay, that's what I thought.
They're going to firm up, and I've got a thermopen in my pocket all the time, so I think you already know the answer to that.
Well, I do, but I've never cooked scallops.
I think you're being parochial right now.
No, I am not a Catholic schoolboy. I am a lot of things, but I am not.
Well, you're wearing plaid,
right? Yeah,
yeah.
We're gonna
smoke them. You know, you got to get over this. If I'm giving you like a chub or something like that, you really think I'm sexy
we're
with this hat
chub
on?
Too? Do you have chub?
You
in
just
the store?
Get it out in the open. You want to come out? Do it today on the show. All right.
It's all good, Daddy.
Because I know cute.
This just train just went off the track right there. We're gonna bring it back.
So we're gonna smoke these scallops, and then we're gonna throw them on skewers and wrap them in bacon, throw them on skewers, and we're gonna finish them off on the infrared.
Okay, very cool. Because
it's gonna be killer.
Because
trust
we want
me.
That we want that bacon a little bit crispy. You don't want to be eating rubber bacon, right?
Want it way crispy.
Yes, want it way crispy. But we also bring in our famous brats down. We have 13 different varieties of brats we make in the store.
So we'll have those
on the grill for you there.
Yeah.
So in case you'd rather have those than scallops.
Well, you know what? I would probably, but I'm going to try it all. And so can you, because if you come down and you join us, there's a family tent, kind of the hub of Tip-Up Town USA. It's on the south end of the lake on M55. Barbecue Bob and I are going to be grilling up a bunch of Ron's food from 1 to 3 today. And guess what? It's all free. We're giving it away. Just come on down, get a little tasty morsel, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's right. And we even pulled a health permit this time. What do you think of that?
Well, we better. We're all over northern Michigan on this radio station telling people we're giving away food.
Okay, which is really funny because, like, one of the first events we did like this years ago at Standale Lumber in Grand Rapids, we got shut down because we're broadcasting all over West Michigan that we're giving away free food. Health inspector comes in and says, yeah, let's see your permit.
Yeah.
All right, you guys are done.
Yeah. So we went out back and finished our deal.
So yeah. It's Best Choice Market. It's on the corner of Old 27 and 55. We're staying at the hotel just right up the street from you. Do you see why I love this area so much? It's so cool. There's so many great individuals that live out here. And the good folks at UPS 98.5 and the Twister have just taken great care of us. I mean great care of us.
Yep.
And you can tell, dude. It's the ladies around this station that do all the work, all right?
Yeah, we're on it. I know. I'm watching them. They're sweating it right now with the grilling guys in a big way.
I think they're just sweating because we're here.
Right. It's the white chromer. I'm
back
on it.
It goes with the panting.
Yeah, right.
I get it. It's a big deal.
Yep. Coming up next, we're going to be bringing this train to the station. We're going to talk a little bit about Operation GI Barbecue and a little bit more about what we're doing today. So you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and 98.5 WPS. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. If you're just tuning in, Barbecue Bob and I shot north this weekend. We are at Tip-Up Town, USA, Houghton Lake, Michigan. Kind of a cool area around here, man. This is giant resort town. And it's really not a town in and of itself. The lake is the focus, but there's all these great little bars and restaurants and things going on all around the lake.
Well, it is
expect.
A town. I mean, Houghton Lake is also a city, but there's the lake, and then there's the city of Houghton Lake. So that's a pretty good-sized town. It's definitely worth your trip up.
Easy, right up 75 till you hit the M55 crossroad.
Yep.
Shoot about a half a mile to the east, and bang, you're on. You're right where we are, pretty much. We're on the south end of the lake here doing our broadcast. We're going to be on the south end of the lake most of the day today because we're doing a little barbecue at the family tent.
That's right. And that's right down the ice just a little bit from the beer tent. We went to the beer tent last night, and they had a great band there. It's very cool. It reminds me of, like, the Winter Beer Fest because you're outside, and there's tons of people there. Snowmobiles pulling up off the water. You buy some beer tickets, a variety of beers and hard ciders and twisted teas and stuff like that. And just have fun. I would be building a big fire outside. The only thing I would want to add to it is like a giant, giant bonfire.
Yeah. Well, we'll be building a couple fires a little bit later today because Barbecue Bob and I are going to be throwing down a little bit of free food. You just heard us talk to Ron from R&J Markets, and he's going to be bringing in a bunch of stuff, and we're going to cook it up and give it away.
Yeah. So we've been looking forward to Tip Up Town for a long time. But we also do something that's called Operation GI Barbecue. And it's an effort to bring barbecue to our troops overseas, and it's made just wonderful progress. We're very close to our goal. The donations around Christmas and leading up to Christmas really slowed down, so we need to finish that thing off. We've only got about 8,000 more to go, maybe. The more, the better. I mean, I don't want just what it'll take. I'd like extra so that we can start our fund for next year, but either way, what we're doing is we're sending a cargo plane full of barbecue sauce, charcoal. We've had companies step forward like mad. I'm wearing a Stormy Cromer, which really turns Randy on. He's wearing a Stormy Cromer shirt, which, we love.
Really makes me look hot.
Stormy Cromer jackets we had on last night at the event. You know, all the comments I get from wearing this. Okay, we've had Original Juan, my barbecue sauce manufacturer that I've been repping for years, they gave us three pallets. They're like, huge in my book because three pallets of barbecue sauce, that's like $15,000 worth of sauce they donated. Parker Pure Country Charcoal from Tennessee, they donated, as many skids of charcoal as we need, basically, is what they said. Woodfire Fuels giving us barbecue grit. Henry Rifles.
This is the one we need to talk about now.
Henry Rifles donated a couple of guns.
You have two repeating rifles. They're unique serial numbers. They're a match set. There's a 30-30 and a 45-70 lever-action rifles. These are on display right now in a sporting goods store down in Grand Rapids called Allen Bob Sports on South Division, just south of 28th Street. And we're going to be doing a gig on February 18th with yet another company that's stepped up to support us, and that is the Bonefish Grill, which is down in Grand Rapids. On the 18th, we're going to have an auction. They've provided a bunch of prizes, a bunch of food and drink, and we're going to have an event there from 5:30 to 8:30 on February the 18th, and we're going to auction off these two rifles, for GI Barbecue.
It's a Thursday. It's from 5:30 to 8:30. We'll be there for part of the happy hour, and we're going to have these Henrys on display. But Bonefish, what they also did is they stepped up and gave us a bunch of golf apparel, gift cards, all kinds of stuff. So we're going to also auction all those great donations from Bonefish Grill. And then the following weekend, February 27th, from 11 to 2, our great sponsor on in Grand Rapids for vehicles, Van Andel and Flickama, the biggest Jeep dealer in West Michigan, stepped up and is going to donate a barbecue. So you come into Van Andel and Flickama from 11 to 2 on the 27th of February. And that's a good – it's a Saturday if you're out and about shopping. Come on down, test drive a Jeep, and get a barbecue sandwich and throw a few bucks in the bucket and help out GI Barbecue.
Today we're up at the Tip-Up Town USA. There's going to be a community tent on the south end of the lake, and we've got some of these Stormy Cromer hats. I don't – this isn't Tradio. We're not trying to sell everything we can, but we are very serious about this Operation GI Barbecue, and we're doing everything we can to raise money. And one of the things we'll be doing today is we've got some limited edition Stormy Cromer hats. They're size
– Tradio.
They're gorgeous. And you got to get down there because, again, every dollar that we raise in all of these efforts, 100% of it goes towards Operation GI Barbecue. We are taking zero overhead on this. We're just working on this.
And actually, Operation Injured Soldiers is handling all the money through their 501c3. So even there, Pamela and Tom Lindsley, these guys are just awesome giving people, and that's another big blessing. But made me laugh when you said Tradio, because I spent my summers in the UP, and I didn't know it was anywhere else. I thought it was just in the UP. I don't know. Was it down here as well?
Well, sure. You thought there was nothing anywhere else but in the UP. If
well,
because
it was such a funny show that, you know, people would call up and I got the pickup truck, the Chevy, got for sale, you know, going to get maybe $200 for it. It was just so funny. Anyway, I'm reminiscing. But GI Barbecue, go to thegrillinguys.com. Check us out. Hit us at Facebook / thegrillinguys. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy at Twitter. See the thread here, the common thread?
Yeah, right.
It's Grilling Guys.
You're a marketing genius.
Let me tell you what. Amazes me.
Yeah.
So we're broadcasting live out of UPS 98.5, and we are excited to get out there and get to some of that Best Choice Markets food. I think we should tell Ron we'll come down and pick that food up because I want you to walk into that place and see it.
Oh, we'll come down and pick it up because it's a man place and it's time for a little bit of man law.
Yeah.
You know, Bob, you put together a little man law segment here for us. So what's that look like today?
Now you're a man!
Well, it kind of goes in line with the cheesy bread that Ron brought in here. never hesitate to reach for that last beverage or pizza, but not both. That's just mean.
Right. Share it up. You know, you always get that awkward moment when there's like one piece of something really good left, and you have it. No, have it.
There's always that person that'll go, yep, nope, it's mine.
Yeah.
That would be one of my boys.
Yeah.
they don't care if you're in the room or not. It's like,
no debate.
Or Zeus. They're like Zeus, you know.
Well, yeah. Like, Zeus is Bob's dog.
Try not to take the fingers off.
Yeah, he will. Zeus will do that. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So we talked about GI Barbecue. Had our boys from Paddle Hard Brewing in here. Thank you so much for the marathon. We didn't get any little bit of Seth, but that Milltown Java was really good.
Great eye-opener
really
in the
good.
Morning. These guys are up in Grayling. Get up there and check them out because they're making good beer, and it's not too far from here. Great little day trip. Take an hour or two, get up there. They got some good session beers so you won't get knocked off your chair. And just enjoy your Saturday in northern Michigan, man, or central northern Michigan.
You know, one of the other things we're going to be doing on that demo today is pork loin. And I got a great little technique I'd like to tell them about pork loin real quick. It's just something I kind of stumbled into after getting good with a Jacquard, which is a meat tenderizer. I started, you know, really struggling with pork loin because they want to dry up so much on you. And I got the Jacquard and briskets and all this stuff. So I thought, how about if I cut that pork loin into big, thick chops and Jacquard the crap out of it, you know, just pound it. And so I rubbed it with some Old World Olive garlic, and I threw some of this allspice on it. I can't think of the name of it. Ron gave it to me, actually, and pounded it in with the Jacquard, which has about 40. Mine has 45 little blades that hit the meat. And I just beat on it, and flip it over, rub the other side, oil it. You throw that thing on the grill, and you bring it up to about 145, and by the time it's cooked, it looks just like a perfect pork chop. It doesn't look like the roadkill you turn it into in the pulverizing process. But if you try that with oil on it and then throw it on the grill, you'll be pleasantly surprised, and that's for a pork loin.
And you know that's done. We use a thermopen. You can use any digital thermometer that you want because you want to make sure that you don't overcook pork because it will dry out. You get it to about 140 in the center, and everything's good. That's just something you absolutely need to do is not overcook pork.
Okay. So thanks so much for joining us. It's the Grilling Guys. We'll see you next week, and we love you.
Hey, Jop, I'd high-five you on that last play, but I can't. My plate's full, and I got my beer in the other hand.
Hey, Bob, you need the Super Tailgate Plate. It holds a bottle, a can, or a glass, plus all the fixings in one hand. Whether you're tailgating, partying, or at home sitting around the campfire, you got a hand free for anything you need to do.
Wow, Jop. Where do I get mine?
You know what? At thegrillingguys.com, we've got them. Just click on that Super Tailgate link, and they're available in 12 and 4-packs.
Now, that's a game winner, baby.
You bet.